Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lunishma Sabi Akosham, and Labas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yuma Da Piches, the last daf of the Masechta. The Gemara ends Maseches Yuma saying the following sentence. The Gemara says that Aroye Keri B'Yom Kippurim Yidag Kol HaShona Kula. A person says Keri Yom Kippurim, he should be very worried the entire Shona Kula. He has to do tshuva. He has to feel that something is missing over here. As the Yitzhak is quoting the Korban Hasanel, they wrote a letter, he saw Keri Yom Kippurim, how he's crying and begging Hashem for forgiveness. But the Gemara says, Vim al tol lo shana, if he was able to make that year, muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. There's a promise here you see from here is the ben olam haba. And the Gemara says, how do you see it? Teita shekol ha'olam kula roev hu saveah. Everybody in the world is roev, is hungry, and he is actually enjoying himself. And this needs a lot of beer. How can it be that the same thing in one hand shows that a person is in trouble, he may die that year. On the other hand, that same thing shows this better knowable. And when the Gemara says that the whole world is roev and usaveya, so why dafka carry? It should be if a person by mistake washed himself in water or drank a drink or ate food. And Yom Kippurim, the whole world is Birov, he's Besaveya. It should be a good simon if you made the year. Why Dafka carry? But seems here, and this is what Tzadik HaKoyen and Tzadik HaSatzadik, Ois Kufay, seems to be indicating. That the Chumro of Riyas carry, the reason why it's so bad, because the Pshat is that this is the ultimate potential that didn't come to fruition. When the Chazal tell us the Yaakov Avinu, he was perfect. Yaakov Avinu loyro keri miyamov. He never saw keri. Meaning nothing by Yaakov Avinu went to waste. Everything was used for avoidance Hashem. Yaakov Avinu went back for pach and ketani, for the small jars they left in the back. He couldn't miss anything. Everything in his life was geared to one purpose. There was no waste. Nothing went away. Reyes keri in this world reflects the fact that a person is taking something to waste and not bringing it to his full potential. That's the chumra of Riyas Keri always. But especially Yom Kippurim. And the reason Yom Kippurim is, because Yom Kippurim, as we spoke about so many times throughout the Masechta, Yom Kippurim is when a person elevates himself to be the level of a malach, which is mentioned in previous year, Pirkei Avlezer, Am Yisrael and Yom Kippurim like malachim. And that's why they take away the whole physical body, they're completely pure, because they're completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning completely connected, there's nothing going to waste. So if a person, Chas HaShalom, sees Keri in Yom Kippurim, in one hand, this can mean that he is not connecting to Yom Kippurim in the right way. As Rashi points out, it's like an Eved, a Moise Christ, a Rabbi, and the Rabbi throws it back in his face. He wants to connect to Yom Kippur, but he's not able to connect. But if a person didn't make the year, so how do you explain the carry? He made the year, that means he's a tzaddik. So how can it be the royal carry? So here comes a tremendous chiddush, a yisayit atzum. Then really, in Olam Haba, when we get to the next world, we'll see, there was nothing in this world that went to waste. Every single event in this world, every single item, every single bad, evil, aveiro, rishus, tzidkus, every single thing in this world brought to Kiddush Hashem in the world to come. This is the lesson which speaks about a lot in the Sfarim. There's no such thing. And the Olam Haba will see that every single item in this world was Megal Hashem Hashem. But you have to be in that world. You have to be in Olam Haba to come to that seeing. A person was able to be in Yom Kippur and to have carry and make it throughout the year. That means that by him there's no carry. Carry is Lashon Mikra. There's no carry by him. The carry just looks like carry in this world, but really, it's by him, it really has a purpose. As Tzadik explains there in the Tzikas HaTzadik, that's what the Gemara is pointing out over here, that the Gemara ends the Masechet and says that this person, Mafish Chayes, Sogiyu Maske, have a long life, he will have a lot of children. This carry represents the fact that he's going to do many things to potential. Just we can't see in this world, and the Olam Haba will understand how this is connected. how the Yitzhak's carry brings to that. And that's what the Gemara says over here. Muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. He lives in that world, in the world of perfection, where there's nothing that goes to waste. Kol olam kula ra'ivu saveh means the whole world needs to separate himself from this world in order to make sure that everything is pure. But he, with all the elements of this world, he's also connected to Yom Kippur. He's able to go to Yom Kippurim with things that seem to be go to waste because he belongs to a world where then nothing goes to waste. And as we finish Maseches Yuma and we go into Maseches Sukkah, really that's the process every year, going from Kippur to Sukkot. Yom Kippur is when you elevate ourselves to be up in Shemayim, separate ourselves from the physicality. Sukkot is when we take all that and go to the Sukkah and enjoy. And Adirabba, in Sukkah you cannot be Bitzari, you can't suffer. You need to have joy. Because we're taking everything that has in this world and making that Kaddish as well. Ultimately, bringing everything to Olam Haba. Sukkot is living that way. Taking what we took from Yom Kippurim, which is separate from Olam Hazeh, and now connecting everything to the Kedusha of Yom Kippurim. That's the Hemshech from Yuma to Sukkah. Hadron and Aloch, Yom Kippurim, Mislikala Maseches Yuma, Baruch Hashem, able to finish the Masechta with Shor Machshava on every daf, and Kadosh Baruch Hu should help Vayter should continue on in the next Masechta Be'ezer Hashem. Anyone who wants to join the Shor Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.